Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Got a great one coming up. I talked and sat down with Josh Perks from Richmond, Virginia. He's a CrossFit athlete. He's a super fit athlete. And he's just an all-around great guy. You're going to get that from the conversation, man. Whenever he walks into a room, whenever I see him with a big smile on his face, I really just get happy. He's always smiling. He always looks at the glass half full. And, man, he's such a great guy, and I'm super excited to have him on the podcast. Probably one of my favorite interviews just because I don't really know this guy too well, but I got to know him a lot more in our conversation. So you guys will want to stick around for that. But got to give a huge shout out to all the people that make this podcast possible. Before we do that, go check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. We are on YouTube. We get 500 subs. That's right, 500 subscribers. I'm going to be giving away a free pair of shoes. So if you show me the love, I will show you the love. That's right. And guys, just do us a favor. That's all you got to do. Just press subscribe. If you don't subscribe to the podcast already, please press subscribe for us. Go follow us on Twitter. We're going to be doing some polls and stuff like that, trying to, you know, boost that. Just go to BigRedExpress01. Our Instagram is Big_Red_Express. If you guys don't know already, Facebook, we're just at the Big Red Express. Pretty simple to find us there. But guys, got to give a huge, huge shout out to the people and the organizations and the companies that make this podcast possible. Every single week for you guys for free. CrossFit Krypton, come enjoy the family. You are always welcome. If you guys want to get special satellite programming by Ben Smith himself, it's called the Ben Smith Blueprint. You can go find it on Instagram. It's at the Ben Smith Blueprint. If you have any more questions about CrossFit Krypton, about anything that they've got going on, head on over to CrossFitKrypton.com or shoot me a message and I'll get you in the right direction. Huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. They were at Superfit Hampton Roads this past week and hooked me up with a free pair of Volunteer, that's right, Rocky Top socks. From the Stance Collection, because they've got the largest selection of Stance socks in all of Hampton Roads. Go check them out on Instagram. And if you're ever in the Great Bridge, Grassfield area, go check them out as well. They would be happy to see you. Go pick up a pair of socks, some pre-workout, a Red Bull. Man, the options are limitless there at RX Pro Shop. Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station, man, it is absolutely incredible. I don't know how many times I've got to say this, but Burrito Perdido may be my favorite spot on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday. You know why they're not my favorite spot on Monday? Because they are closed. But you know what? I probably crave Burrito Perdido more on Monday than any other day of the week. So maybe it's that Chick-fil-A effect that it's not, when it's not open, you crave it more. That's just kind of the fact of the matter. But they got pasture-raised organic chicken, steak, and pork. They got, you know, it's fresh organic veggies that they use. They make everything fresh daily. They don't own a can opener, guys. It's incredible. It's healthy. It's the best place where you need to go for your next lunch or dinner. Or just company out and go check them out, Burrito Perdido. They're on Instagram, at Burrito Perdido. Also on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, guys, but enough of me flabbing my gums. One more thing I'm going to flab for a little bit, because I got to tease a little YouTube video that we are going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. Have you ever heard of the game Fantastic Gymnastics? It's been making its way around the CrossFit world. It's been making its way around just kind of the social media world and the gaming world. It's a little board game. It's very simple. It's a gymnastic on a high bar, and you try to do flips, and you try to stick the landing. It may be the hardest game out there. So if you haven't tried it, I would suggest going to your local Walmart, local Target, heck, go on Amazon, buy it and try it today. But we got a special, we're going to have a YouTube video coming out that's going to be featuring that game. So you guys will not want to miss that. I promise it's going to be incredible. But enough of me flapping my gums. Just had to tease that real quick. My conversation with Joshua Perks from this past weekend at Superfit Hampton Roads, coming up. Enjoy.
You guys know, my name is Robbie. I got a podcast. It's called The Big Red Express, coming up in just a moment. In 3, 2, 1, go!
Hey guys, welcome back to The Big Red Express. We're here at Superfit Hampton Roads, talking to the man, the myth, the legend, Josh Perks. Josh, we've been trying to get you on for a while. Glad things are going well. How are things going? Let's just straight up start off with that question. How are things going? How's training going? How's life?
That's a great question. Always say blessing Holly favored. Training's going great, actually. Actually just talking to Nathan about the progress that's been being made this year, from last year to this year. Most importantly, just having fun with the process, and as well as not just having fun, but staying healthy and having fun. I was injured for a couple of years, battling different nag and stuff like everybody, but having fun and staying healthy and loving the community.
How is that? I mean, I know you're under Nathan Bramblett. He's, you know, programming stuff for you. How's that been? I know he's kind of gotten into, you know, the training for other people and to try to help people get to that next step in their training. How's that been since starting, and how do you think that's improved kind of your CrossFit game?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started working with Nathan beginning of the Open in 2016.
Yeah.
So like literally that week I reached out to him. I was like, hey, I was kind of in between different places in my life, time too, so I wasn't following a steady program.
Right.
And I just reached out to him, and I know he did individualized programming, and we chit-chatted. We actually worked out together a couple times just to see what my weaknesses were, and from there, we started attacking right away. Weekly programming, constant communication, send him videos, get feedback.
Yeah.
Just to see where, like, in the process of the season, as well as what I needed to work on.
For sure. Now, he's been to the CrossFit Games, been to regionals multiple times. You know, when you get to know, and obviously with a kind of the type of programming he's doing, it's more that one-on-one, you get the feedback, you know, you become really good friends with him. How is that? How is that becoming kind of good friends with one of the top CrossFit athletes, not only around this area, just, you know, we're fortunate enough to have Bramblett in the Hampton Roads area, but to have him as your training partner and a guy that, you know, works with you all the time.
It's been actually really cool. It was at first it was, you know, you see some of these CrossFit Games athletes, it's like, oh wow, they're like above you,
right? But
they're really not. They're just another human being,
it's true,
trying to accomplish the same thing everybody else is trying to accomplish. But it's been really cool. In Richmond, Virginia, which is only about an hour and a half, in traffic. So taking a day trip, you know, if I had to get out of work early, I have to go get a good training session just to communicate, build that relationship. I'm always a big fan of relationships. I run a personal training department at a gym up in Richmond.
Yeah.
And that's all about, what it's all about. It's helping people and build relationships.
I think that's what a lot of people say. Like, they see these guys on ESPN, they see these guys on the games, and CrossFit posts about them all the time. And like, they're almost seem to be like larger than life athletes. And I mean, I see it too, because, you know, I'm fortunate to be best friends with Ben Smith, and, you know, one of the top CrossFit athletes in the world, and has been for the last 8 years. But like, to me, he's just Ben, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are just literally just normal people, just training, just kind of enjoying life. And just CrossFit just happens to be what they're good at. They're just having to be really good at exercising.
Yep. See, I grew up playing baseball
all
through high school and college. And so, you know, those guys were my buddies, kind of Ben Smith there. So now I see some of them in, like, the big leagues. It's like, they're not – I know who they are.
For sure,
So it's kind of the same perspective there. And when I came into CrossFit, when I was a baby, I saw some of these guys, like Ben Smith, these guys. I'm like, man, those guys are larger than life.
But then
you get to know them, and it's like, oh, wow.
I remember the first time I ever saw Rich in person was at Wadapalooza 2 years ago. He was competing with his guys from Mayhem. And Rich is probably – I mean, he obviously is probably the biggest name in CrossFit. I mean, in terms of name, just kind of who he is. So you look at him in pictures, he looks huge. I'd say him and Khalip are probably. But Rich is, like, he was a lot, and I'm not trying to, you know, bash Rich, but he's a lot smaller in real life than he looks like on TV. Like, I thought he was going to be, you know, 6'2", 6'3", like a big, massive. I mean, he's like 5'7", 5'8". I'm taller than him.
Right.
But he's just, you know, just that overall. And he's taking pictures with people all the time. I remember that was one of the coolest things also with these athletes is they'll take the time and talk to you. You know, you're rarely going to see a CrossFit athlete, a CrossFit Games athlete. And I haven't met every CrossFit Games athlete in the world, but I've come in contact with a lot of them. I've interviewed a lot of them. And you've come in contact. And I mean, you've been to Wadapalooza. You've seen how those guys act when it's just kind of another day at the office and just kind of hanging out. They're really good people.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I said that's one thing too. Like, you look at success traits. I mean, humility and humbleness. and that's a huge success trait, as well as confidence. But at the same time, they're very humbled, and they know where they came from.
Right. Now, growing up playing baseball, how did you kind of, you know, that transition from baseball to CrossFit? Was it an immediate transition? Did it take some time? How long have you been playing baseball? How long did you play baseball after you stopped playing? You know, obviously baseball, I can really, if you can afford it, you can play for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You know, you can find a place to play. How did that go, and then how did you get into CrossFit?
It's actually, it's a big story. I'll kind of condense it
into
a smaller story. So I actually grew up playing out in Richmond, but I grew up playing travel ball with a lot of guys down here in Virginia Beach.
For sure.
So we played on a travel ball team growing through, winning national championships and stuff like that. And then went to high school. Actually, I was planning on going to Division One to pitch. Ended up tearing my rotator cuff and labrum in my junior year in high school, which I couldn't pitch anymore, but that wasn't going to stop me from playing baseball.
Right.
So I kept grinding, kept working, and then ended up going to a Division III school in Fayetteville for actually 2 years. And actually another injury when I was 20. I re-injured my shoulders.
Yeah.
And from there, I was like, you know, I'm not going to be where I want to be. So
right.
I took a leap of faith and stepped away from baseball. After I finished schooling at VCU, I was away from baseball, away from fitness really for a couple years. And then I started working as a personal trainer to finish paying for my school at Gold's Gym. And then my best friend who played baseball at VCU got into CrossFit when he was finished playing. And then he was always talking trash to me about how strong he was and how much better shape he was than me. So finally I was like, you know what? I'm going to come try this CrossFit thing out. And then from there I was hooked.
Now talk to us about, you got a unique perspective because you have been on the Gold's Gym side. I mean, all those Globo Gym type of, you know, the One Lives, the Globo Gyms, the Y's, all those type of gyms that aren't CrossFit gyms, you know, sometimes can get a bad rap with a lot of people. Being in that atmosphere and then kind of transitioning to CrossFit, how was that? What was it, a big change? I know a lot of, you know, of those type of gyms are kind of adding a section for CrossFit. They're adding bumper plates. I mean, it's kind of almost becoming a lot more acceptable in the, you know, the Globo Gym community. How was that going from a Globo Gym type personal training to a CrossFit style atmosphere?
Well, with CrossFit, it is functional movements, move through high intensity. So that is really a great methodology for anybody, especially, you know, I worked with many folks who, you know, could barely do a full squat, who could barely, really barely walk up and down steps. So doing these functional movements, instead of putting them on the machine and say, hey, you should be good to go, I was like, all right, I'm going to use CrossFit's methodology to get these people in shape. And from there, people at first were like, what are you doing? Like, you shouldn't do CrossFit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You get your best buddies doing that.
For sure.
But when they started seeing these folks moving better, seeing their, what they're saying for their success stories, they're like, oh, maybe this thing works. And then, you know, going to the CrossFit gym and then seeing everybody in that community improving daily.
And I think it's a lot of people, because I've been to those Globo gyms. I mean, I lived in New York for a year. Literally after a year of doing CrossFit, I stepped into a Globo gym just because it's the only thing I could afford. CrossFit's not cheap. You don't have a job. You know what I mean? I mean, everyone knows that. CrossFit's not cheap. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know CrossFit's cheap, or you don't know CrossFit's expensive, then where have you been? But, you know, and you almost have to, you know, kind of, you look at it and you look at personal trainers, and I think that's a good thing. You know, I think if a personal trainer has a background in CrossFit, it opens the door for so much more.
Yes.
And obviously, I've never been a personal trainer, but I've worked at the Y. I've worked with people that, you know, obviously it's a little bit different mindset, but at the same time, it's one specific goal, and that's just to be healthier, to get moving. When you look at people like that, it's got to be cool just to say that, heck, man, I changed their lives. I'm helping them live a couple extra years than they would, or a lot more years. Talk to us about kind of that mindset of just helping people and just how it feels as a person when you see these people improve.
I mean, that's one thing I tell people all the time. I went to school to become a physical therapist. Did a couple internships, nothing wrong with being one.
I think
it's a great profession. For me, I went there, and there's people come in for a couple sessions, and they're out of there.
Yeah.
And you can't really help them improve their whole entire life.
Right.
So when I was a trainer, actually, I'll give you a perfect example. There was a lady who was 68 years old, over 100 pounds overweight, diabetes, all this stuff. And she wasn't, you know, she's on the brink of not knowing.
For sure.
Well, within a year and a half, we lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
All her medications off. And now she's out there kicking butt.
That's cool.
And when that happened to me, my heart changed big time. Now yeah. I was like, I can't leave this. You know, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like,
right.
I'm supposed to do this for people.
For sure. Now, do you still play baseball? Or, I mean, do you still follow it at all? I mean, I know obviously growing up playing baseball, that's one of the sports that kind of stays with you. I mean, obviously you probably played it for most of your life growing up and, you know, kind of through college and, you know, through high school and all that stuff. Do you still play it? Do you still, you know, kind of keep track of it and stuff?
I keep track of it. I don't really play it anymore.
Yeah.
I might go hit some balls with some
right.
boys.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm a big St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Okay.
I grew up when I was 8, 9 years old with Mark McGwire.
Okay.
You know, before we knew the whole steroids.
Right,
yeah.
But heck, that was when baseball was happening, man. That was,
oh, yes.
Those were like, everyone talks about, we'll talk about some baseball now.
Yeah,
like,
let's do it.
People, you know, that's one of the biggest things. Like, people complain now about how things are boring and, you know, how the game's kind of slowed down. I remember growing up as a kid and, like, the biggest story was, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, like, those guys, it was that home run race back and forth. It was before Bonds, his whole, you know, run
yep.
as the home run king. But, I mean, you're right, though, man. That's when, you know, it kind of came into fruition that baseball was cool to watch. And, you know, obviously it's become more of a pitcher's game, a lot more, you know, not as many runs being scored. And some accounts, some are a lot of runs being scored. But how did you become, I mean, is that how you become a Cardinals fan? Is McGwire?
Yep.
You grew up in this area. I mean, obviously there's not too many things around this area. We got the Tides, but that's pretty much about
it. From Richmond, we had the Richmond Braves.
Okay.
And I grew up, my dad was a big Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a big fan of the Braves. So, like,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I can't be a Braves fan.
Right.
My dad. And then my first Little League team was actually the Cardinals. And then same time, it's when I paid attention to Mark McGwire
yeah.
and all that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a Cardinals fan and, you know, I'm going to stick with them for the rest
right.
of my life.
Hey, why not? It's crazy because you got a lot of people from this area. You know, you do have, yeah, the Richmond Braves, you got the Norfolk Tides. But that's about it. I mean, when it comes to professional teams, you got D.C., Baltimore, then a lot of people are like Braves fans from around this area because their games were on TV.
Yeah.
Like, it was incredible. I remember when I started really following it, I was like, the only games you could see on TV were whatever was on ESPN, the Braves because of TBS, and then the Cubs and the White Sox.
Yep.
And those were, because it was just, that was it. So, like, you see so many people. I got so many friends that are Braves fans from around. It's like, why? And then you got a lot of Mets fans because of the Tides. And then you got Orioles fans because they're right down the road and stuff like that. So, it's a little conglomerate of everything. But, I mean, Cardinals fan.
Oh, yes.
It's different. But it just shows you how much Little League can affect you.
Right.
You're on the Little League team. You might as well start paying attention, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to be on it. That's a cool story because
yep.
a lot of people kind of grow up. My dad grew up a Yankees fan, so it just kind of – he grew up in the New Jersey area, so it kind of rubbed off on me. So I'm a New York, New Jersey fan all the way.
I know you're loving their new kid, Aaron Judge.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a stud.
Bro, let me tell you. We're talking with Josh Perks here. We're here at Superfit Hanson Roads in between events, and, man, yo – Aaron Judge, dude, he is freaking killing it. I don't want to, like, say, like I said, I hate judging. No pun intended there.
Right.
But, like, you hate to, like, jump to conclusions early, but, man, I remember when this kid was coming up and, like, he was the top prospect, you know, all this stuff. Didn't really have the best end of the season last year, kind of, you know, kind of slow. I mean, I think, but all the attention was on Gary Sanchez, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
he was literally killing everything when he came in last year. But, man, I can't wait till we get him back.
Yes.
And we get both of them in the lineup because, man, Judge is just – and he's a behemoth, man. Like, he's like 6'8", 280-something.
He's a tight end.
Yeah. Like, I think they compared him to Rob Gronkowski size-wise. And everyone knows how, you know, massive Gronkowski is. But, like, I think it's cool. Do you have any other – I mean, other than baseball, do you follow anything else? I mean, you any, you know, or just kind of baseball is your main
– Baseball, you know, was my main thing. I pay attention. I mean, I watch sports.
Yeah.
I don't drown myself in that. I like to focus on, you know,
right.
growing myself and
for sure
my future.
But now, what about CrossFit? Obviously, CrossFit Games have become a big, big thing. You know, obviously, you know, everyone's got their favorites. Who are your favorites? And obviously, you know, Bramlett's probably on the list. So I mean, you can list him as, of course, he's one of my favorites. But
yep.
I love local people. You know,
yes.
like I love Hanson Roads people. I love,
yeah.
you know, I'm obviously biased. I'm really good friends with the whole Smith clan, and
yeah,
so, you know, but, like, in terms of just, like, Who are your favorite male and female athletes in terms of the CrossFit Games?
I mean, not being biased, but I would say Ben Smith.
For sure.
Being a Virginia boy, he grew up playing baseball as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, so same age. So it's kind of funny that he's been in the game for so long, but we're the same age. It's like, oh, wow.
It is crazy to think. Awesome. I think about that all the time. I'm like, you've been to the games 8 times. You're not even 27 yet. I was like, what the heck?
Right? Yeah, but. So I'll say him. Female-wise?
It's hard. There's so many of them.
And you respect and you really enjoy watching all of them perform at the highest level.
Right.
I really enjoy Cara Webb.
Yeah.
She reminds me
she's an engine,
of my
man.
Lady Gabby.
Yeah.
Like, both really strong. So
yeah,
I like Cara. I like the new up-and-comer, Carrie Pierce. I know she's been around for a couple years,
but
she's definitely making big
games. Yeah, man. I mean, fifth last year, she's been on the podcast. I mean, it's crazy to see those new athletes. And, I mean, I even think of an athlete that no one really pays it is like Tia Claire Toomey.
Oh, yeah.
She's second the last 2 years. No one like talks about her much. I mean, she made it to the Olympics in weightlifting. Like, it's one of those things where it's just kind of like the sport of CrossFit and the sport of weightlifting have just grown through the roof. I mean, I think they both helped each other out. You know what I mean? I mean, with the lift off and all that stuff. Talk to us about, kind of switching gears back to the super fit atmosphere. You last year had the privilege, or this past season, last super fit season, of being in the pro division at the Super Fit National Championships for the first time. How was that?
It was actually a humbling experience as well as an awesome experience. I've done one other individual competition, so this was at a higher scale. We had a few regional athletes out there, and everybody there is a top 100 athlete.
Right, for
so
sure.
Being out there with the boys and the females was really humbling. But it was, I learned a lot about myself, but also just feeling that energy. Like, you're out there and it's like, oh wow, this is just modern scale. What's
right
Atlanta in the games.
I remember when I think you came up to me afterwards. It was after the third event. It's on Sunday sometime. And most people, if they didn't make the top 8, they'd be bummed. Like, they'd be like, you came up with the biggest smile. And first off, you always have the biggest smile on your face. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone smile so much, either when they're doing good or doing bad. I don't think I've ever seen you really get upset at a workout. So, like, props to you for just keeping that energy up, because I think it feeds all – you feed off of so many people, and they feed off of you. I mean, they see you smiling. They're smiling right back at you. I know when I see you on the competition floor, you're in the middle of a workout. You're smiling. I don't know why you're smiling sometimes. I don't know if you're, like, smiling to keep back tears or whatever, but, like, you're always smiling. You're always got that upbeat and, like – that's a big thing. A lot of people don't have that. But I remember you coming up to me after, like, the last event, and you were like, dude, this was probably the most fun I've ever had. I was like, I was keeping up with these athletes. I was keeping up with these regional athletes. I was keeping up with these athletes that have been to the games and been to regionals and stuff like that. It was like, it was amazing. And I was like, bro, that's awesome. Like, and like I said, we literally had never met before. Super fit competition. I mean, I think we've seen each other at local competitions and stuff like that. But going to different events, and we'll finish off with this. I know we're kind of in between heats, and I think the briefing's about to start, so we're on a time schedule. But talk to us about kind of the competitions throughout the year. You do Are You Fit. You've done, other competitions. You've gone and seen Wadapalooza. Talk to us about that and how that, kind of plays into your own game when you're out on the competition floor.
Yeah, so, through the season, you always want to see where your training's taking
you.
So, in a lot of these times with these super fits, you see a lot of the same folks. So you can see where you're stacking up each time your training's progressing. So, like, for instance, when I first started, some of these guys were, way ahead of me.
Yeah.
And as we improve and keep working on the weaknesses, then all of a sudden, like, you're right there hanging along, and all of a sudden, like, you're right there, and it's awesome. It's cool seeing things work as you work. A lot of times, everybody knows who's been training hard trying to accomplish something in CrossFit.
Yeah,
and sometimes it comes tougher mentally than it's physically,
right?
And doing these competitions, it's family people here too, so you just have to come up here, have a good time.
No doubt.
See all your family, see your friends, and see how your training's progressed.
And it is really cool to, see people from the first workout, for the first time I've seen them on a workout to now, just how much they have improved. Josh, where can people reach you? We are getting the summons. I think they're doing the briefing right now, so we got to hurry this along. How can people get in touch with you if they want to get in touch, if they're interested in kind of what you do? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so Facebook is Joshua Perks.
Okay.
Instagram handle is jperks24.
Awesome.
You can reach me there either way.
Sweet. Well, Josh, thanks so much for hanging out with us. In between events at Superfan Hanson Roads, you literally just got done event two. You're about to go on event three. We'll catch up with you down the road. I'm sure we'll have you on again soon. But thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the year.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Robbie.
Huge shout out to Josh Perks, man. It's one of the nicest guys that I've ever met in the CrossFit community. And like I said, I didn't really know who he was before Superfit, before CrossFit. But this is one of the guys that shows up at almost every local event that we have. And, you know, it always has a smile on his face. I think I met him last year for the first time at Are You Fit that first year. It's been the first time I think I actually met him. And, man, he is one of the nicest guys that you will ever meet. I'm talking, if you ever see him at an event, go say hi to him. Go tell him you heard him on the podcast. I'm sure he would love that. And he is just absolutely incredible. Go check him out on Instagram, on Facebook, all that stuff. He is a chock full of knowledge about health, about baseball, so much. And that you guys will not want to miss out if you guys ever get the chance to talk to Josh. Go check him out. Guys, don't forget to pay close attention to our YouTube channel. Go click subscribe. And we got a video coming up in the next week or two featuring that new game surrounding the CrossFit Nation. Fantastic gymnastics. It may sound silly, but I promise once you get it, if you've ever played it, you know how addicting it can be and how hooked you can get really, really quick. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me for this week. This weekend, we are at Adroit CrossFit's grand opening as an MC. I'm excited to kind of join Ashley and Jeremy on this trip and kind of get things started for them. Excited for that as well. Got some other Superfits coming up. Regional season's right around the corner. Did you hear? Event number one has been released. I'm recording this on Monday morning, so it was released last night. That 1,200-meter run, then the 12 rounds of the handstand push-ups, chest to bar, and air squats with the tactical vest. That's right, the 511 tactical weight vest. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that kicks things off with the regionals. I believe it's going to separate some people very early on, especially with those weighted handstands, strict handstand push-ups. All right, guys, until next week, we're going to say see ya. Don't forget Throwback Thursday. I know I missed it this past week, and I apologize. I just had a lot of things going on. But this next week, we got two interviews coming at you on Thursday. They'll be up around noontime on Thursday, so you guys will not want to miss those exclusively on our YouTube channel. It's regional time. We got some of the top regional athletes that we have talked to in the past. We're going to bring them back on the podcast and got a little blast from the past on Throwback Thursday. Guys, have a great rest of your week. We will see you at Adroit CrossFit this Saturday. Have a great week, guys.